cliffcentral.com. Future CEOs on cliffcentral.com.
Welcome back to Future CEOs here on Cliff Central. What a really, really good conversation. You know what's remarkable about different industries is actually the similarities that exist in all of our journeys. And that was a really nice conversation. Thank you for insisting that we have the Red Bull Amapico Film Fest individuals come into the studio.
And just quickly, Gareth, just because you're a creative doesn't mean that you can't have business tools and business skills and just be a business visionary and leave a business legacy. So it always is about the business of film.
Yeah, and absolutely. You're absolutely right.
And
let's move into this half of the conversation. And really I think there's going to be a nice link here, but we're talking about branding and rebranding. And so we've got some interesting guests in the studio. We'll ask them to introduce themselves. We could have pulled some people in here where, you know, it's a brand consultant. They were going to tell us X, Y, and Z equals brand. But we've got some very different perspectives in the room here in the studio here today. Who should we start with? The Rose.
The Rose.
We always have to start with the Rose. Pritesh, welcome.
Sorry, Pritesh.
And I was like,
I'm kidding.
And I was like, no, I'm going to sit here quietly. It's going to work well.
Well, shall we? Leah, let's let you sit quietly for a moment. Lucy, welcome. I'm just kidding. You were kidding with me before. welcome. Who are you and why should we be listening to you?
My name is Lusanda Kula Worsley. I'm a strategist. I'm a creative entrepreneur. And
love it.
I am the founder and MD of Africa's first owned innovations agency.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Interesting.
I think we'll get more detailed into what exactly that is.
Well, give us the 30-second picture on it right here.
Okay, cool. So basically, it is a part advertising agency, part business developers, and part networking collective, specifically for African creatives. And yeah, I think that's really about it.
That's a nice
love
nice
it, love it. I checked out the website. It is hot. Yes.
How do you feel about the guest that's sitting next to you here?
I think it is awesome because we're an innovations agency as well. But as I mentioned, we were chatting off air.
Okay.
So let me start. My name is Pritesh.
Hello, thank you.
Yeah. I'm the Chief Innovation Analyst at a company called Product of the Year, but we are a global organization. And we came to South Africa purely because this innovation that needs to be pure South African innovation or African innovation just did not exist in the way it needed to. Mm. And because of that, we launched it to try and stimulate innovation. And to find that other people enjoy this and other people are part of this is fantastic and it's great.
Mm. For me, guests, welcome to the show and founder, Gareth. The only reason that I would want to rebrand my business would be because the message that it initially started off as is not speaking to me anymore as the owner, and it's not speaking of to the customers anymore. Right or wrong, when should you rebrand your business?
Should I hop in?
So, yes, this is, let's okay. go. Let's go, kids. Let's
so,
play.
So
let's, play.
So let's take a look at this. I think this is this important. You know, as a business runs and goes for a certain amount of time, it's kind of like a multi-layered being an organism, and then it develops these scars on the outside. Some of the scars are not so good. It's not the best parts of your business, but it's always the heart is strong, and you've got like all these good, strong attributes. You rebrand really basically to peel off those negative layers, those scarred layers, to show the heart and the strength and the good part of the business that everyone loves.
Mm. I definitely
agree. Nice. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And
I'm not sure. I'm not quite clear yet. Okay, maybe you clarify it for me little bit more.
Well, just to add on to what he's saying is that you always have to start with why. You know, why do you actually want to do what you do? Why did you start the thing that you did? And I think it's come about because that's what I had to do. I hit the ground running and I was just like, I'll be whatever you want me to be. Mm. When I actually had to like hit the brakes and say, actually, this is why I want to do it. Hence the whole innovation and not, you know, experiential as we kind of started. But yeah, it is peeling the different layers and kind of getting to the heart of it. Why do you exist? What do you want to put out to the world?
I hear two things coming out here, and maybe they're almost the same thing. And it's exactly that. There are layers, and there are going to be scars. Just like when we were younger, when we fall down and we scrape our knees and we do all sorts of crazy things, and those things scar us as an individual. Your business is a growing individual. It really is. It's something that evolves over time. And sometimes you do very naturally move into something else. Sometimes it's not always a case of, we have to always do this introspection thing. Pritesh, you were about to say something?
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize that your business is a living being.
Yes.
I mean, it's the reason why the government says, hey, you can have a separate legal entity for your business. Because your business lives, it grows, it thrives. And like a living being, it has its positive and negative parts. And sometimes you just want people to focus on the positives.
Like anything.
Like anything. And if they're only focused on some of the negative stuff, or it's there in the corner and you don't want people to notice it anymore, rebranding is a good way, and it's a good journey to go through to get people to see a totally new, different business, but still retaining the heritage that has made you so successful.
You see, you just did a rebrand. Let's talk very quickly about the maybe three to five points that you looked at when you were deciding on this new brand that you were going into. So you've actually mentioned one, which is the why.
Start with why, exactly.
Start with why, but let's go a little bit maybe more technical. What are some of the other aspects that you have to look at?
So obviously starting with the why and how and what. So instead of obviously starting with outside in, you start with inside out.
Yes.
But also just, you know, looking at the need, like what is actually needed in the world? You know what I mean? And you can't just kind of rebrand and do exactly the same as a KFC, for instance, if that makes sense. But also just staying true to who and, you know, what you are.
So let's just break it down. So a brand is made up of what? Because that's where let's quickly go there to what the consultant would have told us. So a brand is a logo, is a name, is a culture, is a what? I don't know. I'm throwing stuff out there.
Very technical.
Yeah.
Textbook stuff. I don't know if you want
to. Yeah. So essentially, you got to think of a brand. Again, I always tell people, if you really want to simplify, think of a brand as a living, breathing human being.
Sure.
And in the same way that a living, breathing human being has a name, has a personality, has some key attributes that you associate with that human being itself, a brand is exactly the same. So it's got the name, it's got the attributes, it's got a personality. And that essentially, all these different points together, put together, gives you what a brand is.
So let's quickly, product of the year. I mean, you've got an annual awards event that you run, which is more than just an event. I mean, it's an entire product audit, it seems. Is that correct? Am I saying it correctly?
That's correct. It's an innovation audit. So what we go out and do is we actually test these. See, we live in a society where a lot of people sometimes launch products not because they're passionate about it, but because it's part of their work plan. So they look at the work plan and the manager said, you need to launch a new product because we can generate XYZ amount of revenue out of it. What we do is we go out and test this with consumers and say, you know, these new products that are being launched, do you find that these products are actually adding value to your life? Are they making your life better? Or do you feel it was just launched because somebody needed to tick a scorebox so they could get their bonus at the end of the year?
Yeah.
And that's what we actually test. We test whether these are products that excite people, that make people happy, that say, wow, we're on the right path, and also make us as African consumers feel valued versus our European and American counterparts. I mean, whenever I travel, it always scares me the amount of innovation you can get on American shelves or shelves in London. But we want that here as well. Why should those consumers be getting the best innovation? And that's what we do, essentially. We challenge companies and say, bring the best innovation to South Africa.
Olivia, I want to ask you a quick question. How many items have you bought in the last 6 months, maybe? That's probably a bit too long, but last 6 months, where you bought a brand instead of a product?
Because
that's an interesting something that's going on here. Maybe a bit of a tussle that goes on. You got an average product, with a really good brand attached.
Gosh, I think also being just a woman, you know, it's all about that selling, marketing, and the packaging of it all. It might not necessarily...
That's shine, eh?
I know everything that glitters isn't necessarily cool. But my question, how often should a business rebrand itself? Is there too much? Is it... Can there be on some... it needs a more definite rebranding? Is there amount of times?
I don't think you should calculate the times. And I also really don't think you should make things complicated. Do you know what I mean? Like, simplicity is key. But you don't want to stay stale. I mean, a company in, let's just say, like 1989 is still doing the same thing. And we evolve as human beings. Do you know what I mean? Like, everything around us changes constantly and quickly. Our consumers are more technology advanced. So, I mean, you have to stay with the times. You have to stay relevant. So if that means you need to kind of rebrand your brand in order to do that, then yes. But if not, then, you know, you don't have to. Maybe just do things a little bit differently. And just to kind of carry on to that that conversation, a lot of people think of innovation as technology, but actually the core definition is, you know, just doing something differently. So revolution and transformation. And I think that's the most important thing you need to think about when saying innovation, changing company, etc.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the key things I also believe is that you can decide when to rebrand based on something as simple as having a regular innovation audit. And this is like once a year. In the same way that, you know, once a year, we as human beings sometimes will sit down and go, New Year's is coming up. What are my resolutions that I'm going to make? The brand managers and brand owners need to also think about that. Say, even once a year, let me have a look at my brand and let me have a look at things that might not be right. And then you do those slight incremental changes. But then after a few years of doing your innovation audit, you may come to a point and go, wow, I've my consumers moved to such a point, but I haven't moved to meet them where they are right
now.
And in order for me to meet them where they are, I need to change my image, change my messaging.
But reinvention.
But it's really about constantly, it's awareness. Be constantly aware of the challenges of the environment and innovation that's happening and how you can meet that innovation that's happening.
But a rebrand is not a renaming. So I think we must be very clear about that, right? Because you can, of course, rename. But so let's go into that a little bit. What do you, when you say so much more, what are you feeling?
I mean, it's not just like changing your logo or doing your website. You know what I mean? I think like your employees have to be very aware that the new vision of where you want to go. I think you as the business owner needs to come to a point whereby it is a conscious decision to keep up with the times of what's going around or with the external factors. And that's more than just changing your logo or just changing your name. You know what I mean? It's from the inside out.
And I think
I answer that okay?
Yeah, but I think the most important thing is that you're changing mindsets, and that is the most difficult thing that anybody can do.
Correct.
I mean, like somebody...
Do we need to hire experts to rebrand?
Sometimes you actually don't. It really depends on, you know, the scale of things. If it really is, and also like the person that's communicating it as well. Do you know what I mean? You need to get people's buy-in, specifically your employees that
specifically,
are.
Specifically, yes.
Kind of like, you know, sending the message out to whomever, you know, your whole consumer audience, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm going to jump in very quickly. I think just to answer that very specific question, if you have just employed a brand manager, it's probably not good to get a consultant as well. That's probably the wrong thing to do. But can we go into a little bit of what it actually means to rebrand then? So it's not renaming. What is it? What are we trying to do? So there's a there's an element of changing perception,
yes,
changing mindset, as you've spoken about.
Mm.
How do we do that? Let's not, you know, go around this fluffy edge the whole time. Let's get into it. How do you actually do it? What are we addressing? What do you address first? Pritesh, you want to rebrand product of the year. What's the first thing you look at?
I would firstly look at my target consumers. Who are my loyal consumer base? Firstly, who are the people who are sticking with me? And then who are the people that I have not reached?
Because, love that.
Because what you need to do is keep the people loyal. But also there are certain people who just do not identify with you. And understanding why those people do not identify with you will then give you some sort of indication as to what you need to understand about them. What are some of those elements that you can incorporate in your brand?
So, P, you still want to keep your core consumers?
Yes.
Never, I mean, those are people who started with you from the beginning.
Yeah, look, cost of acquisition is high, eh? So you don't want to lose them. Yeah.
At the same time, you want a new reach, a new target market. So, yes?
Yeah, so it's about spreading.
Future CEOs, I'm thinking, where can we go, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's about spreading that. And also, so once you've actually looked at your loyal consumer base, then you look at the competitive environment that you're in. So have a look at it. How do you actually stack up versus your competitors out there? Are you a challenger brand? Are you somebody who's challenging the market leader? Are you the market leader who finds that there are other people coming after you?
Are you a niche leader in a particular market? I think is also a very, very important.
What does that mean?
Well, sometimes we look at a market leader and we look at a very, very big brand, maybe like Apple or a Google, and they've got a particular monopoly, it almost feels like, over a market, but you produce a very, very good handset. And so then you become Samsung.
But of course,
well, maybe a Mi, like a Xiaomi Mi, for example.
Okay, fine. Yes. Yeah. I mean, Samsung. I was thinking back to when they started, and then they become something, et cetera. I hope that matters.
I don't think that answered my anything. Anyway, you guys are way too smart. This is way above my pay grade, I tell you, Gareth.
So we're kind of connected.
Clearly, I'm like, maybe, oh my God, what's happening?
Maybe. I think Patricia has been very kind and trying to connect with us. And thank you very much.
Tell us more, Patricia. Tell us more. We're loving your conversation.
So having a look at your competitive environment will help you, because you can then decide where you want to compete. You know, one of the most dangerous things that lots of brands do is they put up this little slide and they have like a tick box. It goes, here's me and I offer all these 10 attributes. Here's my competitors, they only offer like 9. And let me say that I'll offer one more. That's a wrong mindset. A lot of brands are looking to compete based on offering more things versus a competitor. Mm. And what this allows you to do when you do this audit to rebrand is to identify, most importantly, what is your competitive advantage? What is that stickiness about your product and your brand that allow people to stick with you and then invite and entice other consumers to come to you as well? And it's not necessarily about just competing with your competitors.
Okay, so we've got look out into the world, look at the consumers. What else? What else do we look at?
You know what, I hear what you're saying, and it's amazing. You definitely should do that. But I also feel like it's not a textbook type of thing. If you want to rebrand, you really have to look at you and your story. You know, nobody can tell your story the way that you do, you know, and that is the communication that you're putting out there. You need people to, that's why I keep saying start with the why. You need people to believe in what you believe in order to immerse them into a brand. Take, for instance, Apple, right? We could buy cell phones anywhere. Do you know what I mean? Samsung, there's Nokia, et cetera, et cetera. Why do you buy into Apple? You believe in what they believe. They go against the system quo. They do things differently. They have a lifestyle that you want to kind of fall into, you know?
Which I agree, but it's, you know, that's also the next part of that evolution, which is culture. But once you have to identify who you are first, only once you understand who you are as being, then can you put it out there? And therefore, it's as part of that rebranding journey. It is, you're right, that's part of culture, but culture is an evolution that comes from understanding your competitive environment, the people who use you, what you stand for. And then only when you understand that, then you're able to communicate it. I mean, nothing is as scary as being a schizophrenic brand who doesn't understand who you are.
True. What is the best rebranding stories you've ever heard?
Ooh, so one of the best rebranding stories that I saw, man, was the rebranding of LG from Gold Star. A lot of people, and it's so good that lots of people will not even remember
it. I'm like, huh?
Exactly.
Don't worry, Pritesh and I are on the same page again.
Oh, my God. So
this was different because they did a whole name change as well. So it wasn't just about an image change or anything like that, but they changed the entire name, which was a very risky move. So there was this brand called Gold Star that was out there. And they were playing in the electronics environments and they did everything else. And they decided to move into a new brand called LG, which was part of their brand already. I think LG is the Korean name for Gold Star in some way.
I'm trying to look it up because I forget what it is, but it stands for something.
It stands for something as well. And they were able to successfully...
Oh, life's good, I think.
Life's good.
LG.
So they were able to successfully execute that while still keeping their loyal consumer base and adding more people to that. I thought that was a great story.
Smart. Yeah. Successful. Mm.
A rebrand story or a branding story that you're just too impressed with or over? Because, look, I don't think any of us do things in isolation. It's obvious that we don't do things in isolation. So there are things that we're going to mirror, we're going to see, we're going to like. You have gone through a rebrand. Who are you rebranding in the form of? What brands do you look up to?
A lot would be... So I think we were talking outside and my company is based in a shared economy model. And that means really outsourcing absolutely everything. So the people or the companies that have done that are your Uber and your Airbnb. Mm. So what I've done is I've taken that into an agency format. And I think just that structure of working, including everybody, instead of working in isolation, I think is a brilliant thing. And it's so logical when you really think about it. It also really just helps the economy.
What's interesting about what you say is that core to your brand can also be your operation. And we must never not look at our operational side of our business when we're looking at rebranding as well? Because again, there's a story there that you can tell, right?
Yes, and I'm going to get technical as well, because this is important as well, is that a lot of businesses do not realize as they go through their journey, they get debt. So in the same way that you start up your business, you take a loan, and then that loan sits and it gains interest. A lot of people don't realize that you also have management debt, which is where you make certain decisions in terms of the management of the business, and you cut a few corners, but that gains incrementally over time. Then there's also your technical debt, where you it's used generally in software, but it's in terms of the technology you use within your business. If you're not scaling up and you're not looking at your business and trying to bring in better technology on a regular basis, you incur that as well. And then finally, it's the marketing debt, that brand image debt that you have. And that is, if you're not investing behind your brand image and growing it, over a period of time, you actually contribute to the erosion of your image.
Correct. Become outdated.
You become outdated and you become irrelevant.
Oh, yeah. That is the worst word you can use. That's the word. That is, actually got goosebumps. Irrelevant.
What's so interesting about this idea of irrelevance is that so often we would look at irrelevance in isolation, being a technical aspect of a business, but actually it's a very, very much associated with your brand. And then this rebranding conversation. Libby, have you ever rebranded yourself?
That's a great question. I know I've reinvented myself. I've reinvented my brand. I think it's time to rebrand myself.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, reinvented definitely. And you know what? That's why I asked the question, when do you know is the good time or the perfect time or the time to rebrand? Because I reinvented my brand was because I had to find new avenues. Actually, I've answered my own question.
I just answered my own question.
The fitness came in from being.
But you had to find new.
To survive.
Okay, new revenue
channels.
Yes, to
survive.
Right? Okay.
Correct. Okay. So I've answered my own question. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Perfect. It was osmosis. That's what's getting us through. No, very good. Look, we are running out of time. There are a couple of minutes left. Let's maybe go around the studio and give our final gems to our future CEOs community. So they're listening. They certainly must have been getting the value out of this conversation that we have. But let's top it. Let's put a cherry on the top.
I would say, I think we're quite the compatible couple, because I'm more airy fairy and experience and all of that, and he's very
technical. Which is a very important part of
yes,
it.
Yes, yeah. But I'm going to come again with airy fairy. But what I would say is that you need to stay true to yourself. There's been a lot of situations where people are pulling me left, right, center. You're not sure which way to go. I really think you need to definitely stay true to yourself, but also. Don't be afraid to take risks, and there's a quote that goes, those people who take the biggest risks make the biggest difference. And very I feel nice. Like people need to strive to be that difference and to be that change.
Love it.
Great. I think from my side, if anyone's listening to this, I'd say, spend an hour. Just if you're a brand owner out there, sit out there and think about your brand and what your brand stands for, the journey it's come from, and it'll help you understand whether you need to rebrand at this stage. Also important, and I think for a lot of business owners, just to take from what you said, it's important that you realize that your brand and yourself are two separate people. So you build your brand separately from your own image. And the reason that's important is someday when you come to an exit strategy, whether that's a listing on the JSE, or whether you decide to sell, or whatever that may be, it's easy for you to separate and understand that you're not too vested in this, but this is about a business that you want to make thrive and succeed out there.
Yeah, it's such an interesting question or an interesting point. What is your brand value and what's the business's brand value? And if you can't separate the two,
that's a great point.
Or your value is higher than your brand's value, your business's brand value, you're going to real sticky situation.
Especially if it's a personality cult. As soon as it's a personality cult, you can't sell your business.
What do you mean a personality cult?
Where the business brand and your brand are so closely linked that it's not possible to separate it.
That's a very, very hot topic. Mm. I love that. That will be something we must talk about.
Okay. Pritesh, you're coming back to speak about personality cult.
Great. Love it.
Okay, perfect. Libby, you in the previous show, you looked like you were contemplative and grateful.
I'm just blown away. We never want to be irrelevant. We never want to be irrelevant.
I know, very, very well said.
And you? Armstrong.
Mean? Mm. I think that as I've been listening here, it's a case of being able just to find out where exactly we are as future CEOs. And so just an audit of sorts, I guess. And it started in the previous conversation, just finding feet. And I think that that's the right place to go, is go where you are. Or I'm not saying this very well, am I? Go back to where you currently are and then start building from there to the brand that you want to be. Just take it slow, take it easy. And I think that's our message for all of you. Take it easy. Take it easy. Go and have a good weekend. We will see you same time, same place next week. Thank you very much, guys. It was good to have you in studio.
Thanks so much. You're the best, both of you. Love you.
Thanks. Future CEOs on CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.